Welcome back to Who Wants to Adult Anyway. It's been a while and we've definitely missed you.
We're back. We're so excited to be back. I think that we just, you know, lots of podcasts are done differently, aren't they? Some are done, they're just continuous. Others are done in series. And I think that we've spent our whole life working in series. So for us, it felt kind of
more natural
normal,
do a series.
To be in a series.
But we listened to you in... We had lots of you messages being like, when are you going to come back? We've listened to your podcast.
We felt very loved, we have to say.
So we're back now.
So thank you. That's very nice. But we've been, I mean, I feel like a lot has happened in that. I mean, how long has it been? 2 months?
No, I think more.
Oh, wow. So it's been a long time. I feel like there's a lot that's happened in those few months.
Yeah, I feel like we've both been a bit busy. That's why we've kind of like had this longer break.
Yeah.
Chloe, would you like to explain what you've been doing?
So I basically went back to uni. I needed to do something. I wanted to do something. And mainly for kind of like my mental health. Like I think that I struggle when I've got nothing to focus on or like feel like I've not got a purpose or I just kind of really fall off. And I think definitely me and you towards the end of last year, we probably were at, I mean, I know we were doing the podcast and stuff and we spoke about it a little bit. I think that me and you were in quite a low place at some point and it's probably, and I've always been quite like mentally strong and I feel like I never really dealt with too much of anything like that. But definitely the end of last year, I struggled quite a bit. So I wanted to do something and I wanted to like do something to make myself feel good. So I went back to uni to become an interior designer. So now I'm an interior designer and I honestly, I loved it. I loved going back to school. I met like the most amazing people and they were all like super intelligent and it made, you know, when you've been on reality TV for a long time, I think that you, everyone thinks that you're stupid. And after 7 years of everybody thinking that you're stupid, you start to believe yourself that you're stupid. And so it was quite nice to go back and apply my brain and realise that I'm not stupid. I have a brain and I can use it.
But it's like you've always been interested, so it's really good. Like I'm really in awe that you went back to school and you got yourself a degree.
I had to do something. But Courtney has some big news.
I know. So Callum basically came to me and was like, it's time, like I'm gonna be turning 30. I can't be living at home any like as a boy living at home. Like I wanna move out.
So Courtney, everyone, Mrs. I want to live at home forever.
Well, fingers crossed it goes through, but I'm moving out.
She's moving out.
I cried my eyes out. Like
she did. It was not normal.
I was so scared. But I feel like this is like a conversation for another time.
Yeah,
but
we can. I feel like we can delve into this.
This is what we've been up to while we were off.
Yes, but today we have one of our good friends on. One of our very good friends, actually. One of our best friends.
Yeah.
I was getting there. One of our best friends who, not sure why we didn't have her on before, but... We have her on now. Yeah. we're very excited to introduce it. She's not here because she's late. She's always late.
Yeah.
But she'll be here any moment. And I think that you'll really like it. You'll really like her. Everyone seems to be very interested in her life.
Yeah. We're going to dive in deep to her life. But we've got a lot of exciting things to come this series. So
We've got some really nice things lined up. Nice shows lined up, some nice topics, some nice guests. And as always, if you have anything you want us to talk about or any questions for us, then please let us know. Dilemmas, problems, funny stories, we will have it all. We love it. So get them coming back in again. Although we have quite a few to catch up on over the last.
But let's welcome Amber Turner.
I mean, our guest today is Amber Turner and she's currently TikToking while we are trying to record.
She was like, you just go ahead, I'm just going to TikTok while we're going along. I'm like, no, let's do the interview.
I said, I'm going to do a quick before the film TikTok. It's done now. See, it took seconds to do.
Amber Turner, everyone.
Thank you. Guys, calm down. Do you know what I mean? No, I'm joking.
Well, welcome. I mean... I'm not really sure why you weren't on series one.
Why was I not?
I know.
I didn't get the invite.
That's actually really mean of us because you're like our best friends. I feel like you should have been in it.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't invite me on it, obviously.
I don't know, actually, really.
I thought we were better friends than we obviously are.
I feel like we just got away with ourselves and just forgot to ask
you. No, to be fair, you can be quite hard to track down sometimes. You can.
I am always out and about
doing
things, but...
I think maybe that's what I'm going to say anyway. I don't think there was actually a particular reason. I just think.
Isn't this like your second
season?
And it's the start.
Yeah. So,
there you go.
Yeah. So you feel
kicking
special,
it off,
right?
Yeah, sort of.
Ep one, like, come on.
Season two, though.
In with a bang.
It's not ep one.
Yeah, but
one.
I always think season two is always better.
Well, it is now because I'm on it and we're going to talk about, I don't even know what we're talking about, but fun stuff.
We've got some good questions
some
for you.
Some juicy questions for you.
Oh, God.
And we want the honest answers here. I'm joking, they're not.
So we'll give you a bit of a background on Amber. So we met Amber when I think I was about 18.
I don't actually know.
Anyway, we met Amber pre-Towie.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When did we actually meet?
No, I'll tell you when we met. We met through Madison. We met Madison in Faces Toilet, didn't we?
Yeah.
And she was like, I've got this friend Courtney, like, can I bring her? We were like, go on then, bring her along. Yeah. And then that's how you come.
Yeah, that's how I remember meeting.
Yeah.
That's how I remember. Yeah, Madison in the toilets at Faces, I remember that. And yeah, and then she was like, oh, my friend Courtney, she's just come out of a relationship. We were like, bring her along. And we became girl band. And this was like before any kind of TV. None of us have been on TV.
Mm.
This is like the new bar days.
Yeah.
Really.
I feel like we were like, not to sound like big-headed, but we were like the girl group.
We were.
Obviously.
I'm sorry, but we used
everyone knew us.
Yeah, like. And we used to caption all of our Instagram pictures girl band, and all of a sudden become a thing, and other girl groups around the UK were captioning their Instagram pictures as girl band. And was thinking...
We were out every single weekend. We were like, we had the outfits, we had the hair, we had the makeup.
Oh, gosh, girls.
No, we had the bandies dressed in.
We love ourselves.
But we were the it girls of our time.
Like the confidence. I think that we just, basically what happened, we should have, what's it called, copyrighted girl band, because basically what happened, this is obviously this is probably nearly 10 years ago now, this is quite a while ago.
10 years ago?
It's quite a while ago.
What's it?
It's not far off 10 years, yeah.
Bloody hell, I'm
getting old. It's not far off.
Scary, isn't it?
Jesus.
So basically what happened is we started all going out as a group of friends, and we'd go out a lot, partying and having fun, and we kept going out and accidentally like coordinating our clothes. So like we'd all be like wearing the same color or the same type of thing, and so we started taking pictures and putting them on Instagram and captioning it girl band, and that was because we thought that we looked like Little Mix or something, because we were like accidentally coordinating our clothes, and then it just kind of became a thing. And then we just started doing it loads and loads, and we all kind of got quite a lot of followers, and it kind of like built up, and like I said, pre-TV. And then we got a lot of followers, and then we started seeing everyone starting doing the same. So people would take pictures of their groups of friends and caption it girl band. And we were like, oh my God, we've started a thing. It was us.
The best thing that we still get is, oh my God, didn't you used to be in a girl band?
Yeah.
Are you a good singer?
Yeah, there was no singing involved.
I'm thinking, can you ever imagine Amber Turner being a singer?
No, never. No, although Courtney can sing. Well, she can sing a little bit. She can hit a few notes.
I am like unbelievable at karaoke.
I think that the only singing that happened was just like singing in a club, really, wasn't it? Like,
or in
just
the car.
Or in the taxi.
Yeah. Yeah, there was no actual singing, but people actually thought we were a girl band. But no, and that, yeah, when we sort of all went on Towie, we were kind of introduced as like girl band, weren't we? And actually, to this day, some of the producers still call us girl band.
They do.
People
Luke
still
calls
say,
us girl band.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
He always said he loves girl band.
Yeah.
But they called us girl band when half the members had gone.
I know.
This is true.
Yeah, we'd get new members every week.
Well, the Sugar Babes, we'd get rid of a few, bring a few new ones in, and we're still called girl band.
Yeah, but us three and Madison are like originals.
Yeah,
so,
we're the only ones
we're
that
still
kind
in
of
it.
Stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're still in it. So here we are.
So this is kind of the topic we wanted to get onto. So when we first met Amber, she was always into fashion and taking pictures of her clothes. This was like before influencing really became like a big thing.
Before people actually called it a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. But way before. Yeah. So you Amber, were the first person I knew, definitely.
Amber was always into influencing before it was even a thing. So we kind of just wanted to ask you a bit about how you got into it and what your best tips are when it comes to influencing. Because we get a lot of questions of people wanting to get into it.
Yeah. I think lots of people want to know how to like grow their followers and stuff, and how you would have done it. You were always good at taking a picture and putting an outfit together and taking a picture.
So what made you get into it?
I don't know. I think I just loved outfits, loved shopping, and it got to a point where like every time we went on a night out, if I didn't get a picture before we went out, my night would be ruined.
I know.
Do you remember?
I remember.
I was like, we need to get this picture, and it would be at the front door. Like, it wouldn't be of a good background. It would just be against the plain wall. It would be like in front of someone, like someone's front door before the night out.
Or
and
in
like,
a kitchen.
Yes, I've got the shot.
And this is,
kitchen.
Do you know how long ago this is? This is when you would, I remember you saying to me, so this is like before all of those brands, well, just when they were all kind of starting, like Pretty Little Thing, Misguided, all of those brands had just sort of started, and I'd never heard of them. I always remember saying to you, oh, where's that top from? And you'd be like, oh, this brand called Pretty Little Thing. And I remember thinking, who the hell is Pretty Little Thing? Like, and it was, this is like long before anyone even knew who they were. Like, you were like repping those brands back then. So,
because it's all like cheap, isn't it? And like, when you're younger, like, you don't, obviously don't have that much money. And I love that you could buy like a whole new outfit for like 20 quid.
Because we were,
and you wear it once.
Yeah,
and
we were definitely those girls that wore it once and never again. So we would go for like the Pretty Little Thing.
We kind of swapped with each other sometimes, swapped around, swapped some outfits.
Yeah.
I definitely came to your flat in Effingham.
Yeah, I always borrowed off Amber.
But yeah, I just think it's like for girls that want to get into influence, and it's such a different, like Instagram's such a different place now. Like back in the day, I feel like your followers can just, they used to grow so quickly.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Literally doing nothing. Like I remember back in the day, I'd post a picture and I'd put no effort into it and it would get like loads of likes. Not that likes mean anything, but it just shows how like Instagram's changed so much. Yeah. Now I'll get a photographer, I'll put so much effort into my picture, it'll be unreal, and I'll be like, right, 1,000 likes. Okay, don't delete.
Agreed. Yeah, Instagram's a different place now.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't get it as well if you're to look at, so when we all went on TOWIE, we kind of all got like so many followers overnight.
It was
overnight.
In its prime,
like,
Instagram, wasn't it?
It was just ridiculous. You got like hundreds of thousands. Yeah.
Yeah, and how
literally, literally we would. And then if you see like people that sort of come on it now, they just don't get as many.
1,000 a week.
Yeah, literally.
No, and it goes down.
I was about to say minus. Minus
now mine goes into the minus.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's a completely different place now. I think that's because it's moving on to TikTok and things like that.
That's why I wanted to do the TikTok podcast.
I've got like this thing though. I'm not sure if I'm like bordering on too old to be dancing on TikTok.
I know, so I am.
Don't get me wrong.
I definitely am.
I still have a little dance on TikTok.
But you have a good dancer.
It's fun. It's a bit of fun. Don't we? Yes, we are getting older, but why should we act older? Like, we can have fun.
Coming from the girl that never wants to grow up, call me
Peter Pan. I'm like the definition of Peter Pan.
You're like the girl version of Peter Pan.
Yeah, I just think that, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I think, oh, should I really be, like, dancing on TikTok like this? But, you know, I quite like it. To be honest, Courtney was the one that was, like, more into TikTok than me, and so we have obviously got a TikTok for this podcast, Who Wants Rado Anyway, and Courtney was like, oh, you know, do TikToks. And at first I was thinking, no, now I love them. Now I'm like, which one are we going to do this week? I love them.
She sits up and she's like looking at what ones we can do.
Yeah.
But you've obviously just recently got into TikTok. What changed your mind?
My management. I've got a new management and she was like, get on TikTok now. And I was thinking, oh, no, like TikTok did sort of reach its, not its prime, but like it took off most in lockdown, didn't it? Because everyone was dancing. And like I did have TikTok, but I was just like, I'm not a dancer. Like, I'm not giving it all the 1-2 on the TikTok. Like, I just don't know. That's something
I'm
like down for
doing
do.
A dance on TikTok.
No, I used to be a dancer. Did you know?
No.
You wouldn't believe it. I actually did used to go dancing from when I was younger.
I'm not sure that means you were a dancer. I think that just means you went to Saturday dance school.
I mean, I went to but I still don't say I'm a theatre person.
Oh, okay. I used to do dancing. Is that better? Better way of phrasing it.
I used to do dancing, but I couldn't. We'd done a rhythm class. Just put, I've got no rhythm.
Mine was called like, I don't even know, because you know you've got like ballet, tap, modern. It wasn't like anything like that. It was more like
street dance.
Yeah, I feel like that's what it was more like. Yeah, probably. I wish I could find some videos of that.
Well, I would like to see.
Please find some videos. So. Please dig up some videos. I would love that.
I will find some one day.
Yeah, so basically I feel like we all kind of need to get onto TikTok. I do like TikTok. People are so creative, I have to say.
Oh,
like,
my God.
The people are mean.
You see, people are,
people are mean.
They're so mean.
I was a bit like, but they're mean on all social media.
No, but
like,
I think they're worse on TikTok, because on Instagram now, I think it's got to a point where, you know, I feel like I used to get trolled quite a lot. Maybe it's because TOWIE's not on at the moment. I used to get trolled loads in the DMs, but now it's like chilled out a little bit. Yeah. Bloody hell, straight onto TikTok. It's like all the trolls have gone to TikTok and they're like,
it is rife.
Commenting.
But TikTok is a much younger audience.
Yeah, and I feel like they're probably in that like school stage, like high school stage, where you're like, you know, kids are mean. Kids are
they're really mean.
And they're probably like, who are these old grannies dancing on my TikTok? I don't know.
I'm not a granny.
You'll be soon.
So we want to know what your top tips of getting the perfect picture is.
Have a good camera, for one. I always made sure I had like the newest iPhone back in the day. I mean, what was like the old iPhones? Had like one little camera lens.
Yeah.
Now I've got three. But make sure you've got a good camera. Make sure the lighting's good. I always like to use the flash. I feel like you have to use flash because it brightens things up. It makes it more clear and a bit more sharper.
Oh, something Amber's taught me, turn live off. You get a better picture if you turn live off.
I don't know why, and I don't know how I found that out, but I feel like it gets all ziggy.
Yeah.
The one other thing that I'm telling you, I only been recently doing for maybe about a year now, because I did a photo shoot and I was with a photographer and we were shooting on the streets in London, and I was taking pictures on my iPhone and she was like, it's a bit blurry. She went, she's like, have you never cleaned your lens before? I thought, no, in all the years of having a phone, I've never sat and gone like this. So now,
always wipe
you have
the
to
lens.
Wipe the lens. Yeah. I mean, I don't use a special wipe. I just literally use anything I'm wearing.
Because if you think, it's always in your hand, so you'll be you'll be like smudging the camera all the time. Yeah, no, that is a good one.
That's always a massive thing. Like, that makes them look so much clearer. And then have a good editing app. But like, I'm not talking like Facetune or FaceApp. I'm talking like Afterlight or like Lightroom. So you can actually edit like the brightness, contrast, play around with different like colour, like background colour. Because I feel like sometimes photos look dull, they look like they're lacking colour. You just got up the saturation a bit and brighten it and stuff.
Also, you need like the light in front of you, don't you? You don't can't have the light behind you. So if you're to
unless
like stand,
you want to be a silhouette.
You're going to stand in front of. Say you're in like a room like this. We're in just a regular room. It's the daytime. There's like
only
a nice
a
big window. Mm. If you stand in front of that and have a picture in front of that, it's going to be terrible. You need to basically stand looking out at the window and someone facing. Does that make sense? I've not said
it's
that
hard because
well,
then you sometimes want to get the view in, but you can't.
Yeah, you can't. The light needs to be on you.
And
basically.
What do you think's good for backdrops? What's the do's and don'ts for backdrops? Because I think sometimes having cars, like parked cars, looks rubbish in your pictures.
Yeah, I feel like
unless
it was
it's
a trend.
Like an unreal car.
Yeah, I feel like it was like a trend. Like, I've definitely had a picture in front of my car, but I know what you mean. Like, if you're on the street and you've got like a bit of an old car behind, maybe doesn't look as good. But I don't know. I just think
or buy a bin.
I like things like pavements to be clean. I know it sounds so silly, but like I will edit the pavement. Like, say it was all like shit on the floor, I'll be like using Facetune the patch icon and patching out the dirt. I might be there for 20 minutes, but I will be patching the pavement to make sure it's clean.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think like a clean background. You don't want anything
not too
messy.
Busy.
That's a good word.
Not too busy.
Like, not much. You don't want like a phone charger plugged in on the floor behind you or anything.
Do you know what? Madison would always send me pictures. Can you edit this phone wire out?
Yeah, she sent it to me. I'd be like, send it to Amber. She's better.
Why doesn't she just move it before the picture?
No, I know. Because she's got one that she likes now. So she's like, that's the only one I like.
Okay. I feel like people are going to be interested. People are interested in your life. Mm. They're interested in yours and Dan's life. Tell us a bit about your life. How is life living with Mr. Dan Edgar?
Life's good. He's annoying.
Yeah, they all are.
They're all annoying. I think with partners, you just need to find the most... They're all annoying. And you just need to find the one that you can... just
put up with.
Like, you're never going to find the perfect man. There's always going to be something about them that pisses you off. And this is what I've learnt to sort of be like lately. So me and Dan had like, I would say like last month, had a bit of a shit month. We were like bickering, but it wasn't over anything serious. It was just over like, he might not have done the dishwasher and I felt like I did it 3 days in a row and that would piss me off, or silly little things like that, like petty shit. Even like, getting up in the morning when Oliver barks at our bedroom door, like getting him out and taking him out for a wee. Like, if Oliver has to bark about 6 times, I'm like, Dan, are you going to get up? I've got up like 4 mornings in a row. Just little things like that.
These are just standard relationship things.
Right, because obviously I still live at home and I've got a boyfriend and you both live with your boyfriends. Is there a difference in your relationship from moving in together to living separately?
A million percent.
Definitely. But I, you know, some people like talk about this like quite negatively. They say like, you say you love him, wait till you live with him. Honestly, for me, it was a really good thing. It changed, it made our relationship, definitely, because me being me and our past in our relationship, I had trust issues. So for me, him coming home to our bed every night,
100%,
it made our relationship. And I relaxed.
It just makes you think he's not going to be doing anything wrong if he's going to be coming home to get into bed with me.
Exactly. And I just thought it just made me relax. I changed. I think I was like 100% a better girlfriend. I was less like tense. I was less like giving him a hard time if he went out.
You just need a bit of like, what's that word? A bit of like reassurance, and little things like that do help.
Yeah. But what about like, not pulling their weight around the house, because I still live at home, but if Callum is on the toilet and he leaves the tissue paper blank, empty, I'm like, just chuck it in the fucking
tissue paper. No, blank.
Dan still does that.
When it's empty, I'm like,
empty
just chuck
the toilet roll.
I'm like, just put it in the fucking bin. Like, it really pisses me off.
I'm not sure you'll ever get a man that
and
will
I think,
do
is
that
this,
for
is
you.
This what it's going to be like? Yeah. I said,
these are things
like
you need
this,
to like learn. But you can't think like that because this is what got me and Dan into our bit of our like little shit month because I was nitpicking at every single little thing and he was like, Amber, he was like, you don't realise like how much I've changed for you. Speak of the bloody devil.
Is that a giant? His ears were burning. I don't know what you're drinking me for, but don't answer it.
Probably the radio.
Can answer it if you want.
Are your ears burning? Because I'm just talking about you in a podcast. Yeah, you're in a podcast right now. I'm just talking about you and then all of a sudden you rang. Well, don't know yet. Okay, what?
It's about to go out.
Okay.
Oliver's, I'm giving Oliver a little treat.
Oh, okay.
Mum and dad life.
And yeah, I just wanted to know how long he's going to be, really.
I don't know, really, but not very long, I don't think. Maybe an hour.
An hour? All right, okay. All right, I'm going to go gym. He'll be all right indoors for an hour, won't he?
Yeah, he'll be fine, babe. Say hi to the girls.
Hi, hi Dan.
Girls.
Say hi to the podcast.
Hi, guys. Make an appearance on here. And, yeah, I'll leave you to it.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bless him. He's like, I'm just seeing like how long you're gonna be. I'm just letting you know that I'm going out.
That was a proper like, you know, like a couple that live together, like a married couple's like talk. Like, oh, like the dog's gonna be on his own. Like, I'm just gonna go out. Like, that was just a proper like standard talk. I feel like as well something you have to know about Dan and Amber. They talk on the phone all the time.
Yeah,
all the time, like constantly. Like you'll go out with Amber. Say like when we've been like away with Towie before, and we've been like on a broad trip. They're literally obviously sharing a room, and then we'll go down the road to get some lunch. They must FaceTime each other maybe four times in that time.
I'm like, what more can you say to each other?
The Hi! FaceTiming as well.
I miss you.
Yeah, it's always a FaceTime with them. Actually, that was just a phone call. But usually, you guys like a FaceTime, don't you?
We do. What, I feel like what was I saying before he rang? Because I was about to make a good point, and I can't remember what
you were
was
moaning
saying.
About. No, I'm joking. You were.
About living together and how sometimes they don't pull their weight.
Yeah, so I was nitpicking it so much and, you know, like little things like, oh no, this is where I was going. So he was like, Amber, you don't realise how much I've changed for you. He's like, I hardly go out anymore. I'm working on my business. He was like, I'm at home. I'm a good boyfriend. I don't do anything wrong. And you're still nagging at me. And I was like, I had to sit down and take a look at myself and realise that I am partly the problem.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? You're right. Because he was like, you know, he went to me, actually, really sad. Aww. He was like, you know, you went away on a holiday and then you come back. And I was like, I fucking wish she was still there because all she's done is moan since she's opened the door.
I mean, you do like a good moan, I have to say.
I need to like take a look at myself and think like, he is a really good boyfriend. No man's going to be perfect. Yeah, I might do the dishwasher a little bit more. But he's not sitting in his ass doing nothing. He's like working with his app developers and he's like running to a meeting for his supplier for his other business. So yeah. I just have to think like, he's everything I want in a man in one sort of side.
Yeah.
And yeah, he might not be like, as tidy, but he's not messy.
Yeah.
So see, I feel like I'm taking like the pros.
I feel like I'm really particular. Like Callum will leave his shampoo on the side. I'm like, put the fucking shampoo in the cupboard. No. He's like, but all your shampoos are like, yes, because it's my bathroom. Put your shampoo away.
Well, the house is going to be both of your bathrooms. So then what are you going to do? Because it won't be your bathroom
anymore.
Yeah, I
know. I'm really struggling with sharing.
I just
like,
think...
There's a...
But you need an extra bathroom. We've got three.
We've got two bathrooms. Mm. But there's a walk-in wardrobe, and I've already said to him, like, well, that's all mine. Like,
this is going to be the problem. I have my own bedroom in our... Cause we've got a duplex, so we've got, like, bedrooms upstairs, and then we've got one bedroom, but it's, like, a room downstairs. And I have got a whole bedroom just for my clothes, and not even shoes.
Yeah.
I feel like we get a lot of clothes in our jobs.
We do.
We do, and it's, like, they need to understand that. Like, we need more clothes.
Well, I still have a walk-in wardrobe at my parents' house, and I just have kept that. It's got all of my clothes in it.
But
so.
You both know as well how bad I am at sharing. I really struggle with sharing.
No, I know.
Like,
trust me.
Whenever I go away, I'm like, Amber, I'm like, oh, do you mind if I just go through?
I'm just
going
to come around your house and just go through your closet. I'm like, yeah, of course, that's fine. God forbid I ever ask Courtney to borrow a lip gloss.
I really
should. She's like, no.
Like, Amber will let you borrow all her expensive stuff. Like, there's no problem. She'll let you borrow her Dior
bag.
Yeah,
you're very generous.
Her Chanel shoes. Like, she just doesn't care. Whereas if someone asks me, I'll be like, no.
I feel like I might start asking you to borrow a few things this year.
I will really struggle to say yeah.
Yeah, but you need to say yeah.
But there's nothing you'd want to borrow.
To be fair, like, you're lucky I've never asked you to borrow anything. I'm going to ask you.
But now. I feel like you've got smaller feet than me, so we can never borrow shoes.
Handbags, though.
Handbags.
Yeah, but you probably don't like any of mine.
You are quite edgy. Some. What can I borrow?
I'm just quite edgy today, actually. I feel like this is a Courtney outfit. Maybe.
It is. Is it from Alexandra Wang?
No, Alexander. Alexandra. Who's Alexandra Wang?
Basically, for everyone who's listening and not watching her place, what is it? Her denim cohort. Her denim cohort has Alexander Wang written all over it.
Like, yeah. 3,000 times, maybe. It's very Amber Turner, I think, to be honest.
It's a bit loud, but I've got it on now.
But is Amber Turner loud?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, next question. We Go want on. To know, and we always talk all the time, we've both been through a lot in our relationships. Well, you've been through a lot, really, as well, in your relationships. How do you... Lots of people ask me, because I've talked about before on this podcast, my history and my relationship. Lots of people ask, how do you overcome something in a relationship? How do you get over something in a relationship? What would be your, like, advice for somebody that really, like me and you, really, really love someone, but they have fucked up, basically, a few times.
Yeah.
And you want to just get over that and move past it, and you're trying. What would be your advice?
It's really hard because, you know, the things that have gone on in my relationship with Dan, like, it's not just been a click of the finger and I've got over it. Like, it's taken years and years and years. And there is some stuff that he has done that are still in my mind. And, like, when I'm having a bit of an insecure moment, I do think about, and sometimes I occasionally bring up, and he's like, I thought we was over this. And I'm like, I am over it. Like, I'm over it. But just because I'm over it doesn't mean it's not in my head. I just think it's like, because the boy, if it's the boy that's done something wrong, it's up to them to do everything they can to sort of prove to you that what they've done, they're not going to do again, or they're going to change. And I think with Dan, he has done that. Like, since we got back together, it's coming up to, like, our fourth anniversary, mate.
It's been a long time.
I don't even know how long we've officially been together, minus, like, a six-month break. It's been a while. But I think since we've got back together, he hasn't done anything to make me question, like, is he a loyal boyfriend? So I think you have to sort of give them a bit of credit, but I don't know, it's hard. I think time is the best healer. Like, time is the only thing that's going to help you. It's not going to be tomorrow. But obviously, maybe don't go on a TV show that makes you talk about it for the next year. Yeah. And then maybe you forget about it quicker, but that's obviously not helped.
It's one of those ones where, like, if you know you're going to forgive someone, you will work on yourself to be able to forget it. Whereas if you know in your heart that you're never going to forgive them...
It depends what they've done. Like, for me personally, if me and Dan were together, boyfriend and girlfriend, and he slept with someone else, I don't think I'd be able to forgive that. Like, I just don't think I would. But then say we broke up and then got back together, a bit like you and George, like, it's different because time has gone on, you've both been with different people, and then you've grown up a bit. But I think in the heat of the moment, I don't think I would. So I just think everyone's situation is different, and what people go through, it's, like, individual to
them. That's the thing, you have to just, like, gauge how it is in your relationship, like you say, everyone is different. And I just think as well, I think that you just know. So I think, like you, George had to prove himself to me, and he had to spend a long time, years. Yeah. He's still proving himself now, don't get me wrong. I'm exactly the same as you. Every now and then, I'll bring up the past. Not a lot, to be honest, now. And actually, now I can talk about it quite comfortably, and it doesn't really bother me. Like, I can actually have an open conversation about it. But, you know, I still bring it up. I still think it's just still one of those things, like, deep down, I'm probably like, but why? Why did you do that to me? Did you not love me? Like, you know, like, it's like constantly like that. But yeah, I think that you just, as time goes on, you just get used. If you think about something enough or talk about something enough, eventually you kind of just get over it because you're like talked out of it, or like you're just thought about it.
That's
so
like
much,
when I went
it just becomes normal.
Like, I always say to people when they're going for a breakup, I was like, cry. Yeah. When you wake up, if you want to cry, force yourself to cry your eyes out. Because honestly, like, I remember when me and Dan first broke up, like, I'll probably ring you hysterically crying. Like, I've rang you both loads crying.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where I'd cried like every single day. I'd wake up in the morning and I'm hysterically crying. And then I'm like,
can't cry anymore.
Yeah. There's no more to cry. Yeah. And then it's like the emotion's gone. And as much as it's a bit, you might think, oh, it's a bit pathetic crying on your own. Just, it's not. You just got to get it out.
No, yeah.
That's what helped me,
the
crying.
The saddest moment that I've ever experienced with Amber is her and Dan had broken up. And she drove to my house. She walked through the door. She looked at me. She just went, and she put her head on my shoulder.
And Amber doesn't cuddle.
Going. She put her head on my shoulder. I cuddled Amber. I was like this. As much as I was really sad, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I've actually, for the longest time I've known Amber, she's the first cuddle I've ever had from her.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's just not a cuddler.
We've all been there though. When we've been through like the shit so times. Don't. And I feel, and when you're in that as well, you feel like, how am I ever going to get over this?
You feel like you're
never
going
to get over this. It's And really annoyingly for me, I kind of never got, same for you, I kind of never got over it. I kind of just got back with him. Which
that's
is,
the thing. People are really annoying. What did you do when you broke up? Like, how did you come and think, well, you can ask me for slight advice, but I am back with the guy. So it's not like I've been strong, independent woman and I've moved on. I am back with him.
That's like me.
He's not the same. I was that person that moved on from one of those relationships.
Oh, yeah.
And you will find someone better.
Yeah.
You will.
You will.
Because I have found someone like who is 100 times better.
You know, they say you've got to get under someone to get over someone. Yeah. That's true. Oh. And I'm telling you, no, it is. Because in a way, like when me and Dan broke up, seeing other people makes you realise that I can actually fancy someone else. I can actually have a physical connection with someone else that's not the person you like. You're bawling your eyes over about.
Yeah,
not that you should immediately
date.
Be doing
I
that,
think
but
dating's a good thing. You're just like, it's just a distraction as well. Yeah, I remember someone talking about that, like getting under to get over. Someone described it once as you need to like wash out that boy's willy from you, so you need to like have another one to wash it all out, get rid of all of the anything that's in there of him. I think that's a good one. Yeah, but don't get me wrong, I had a boyfriend when I was young and I got over that heartbreak, thought I never would, and did.
You
so
just
you
do. It's just mad. You do. Although you do sometimes compare, like, but obviously I didn't want to compare anything from my last relationship because it was just awful in every single aspect. But I'm guessing yous would have done that when every time you met someone new, you'd compare them to like George and compare them to Dan.
I was literally, it got so, I wasn't with George for probably 3 years and it got to the point where I was like honestly going out and I'd see like a group of boys and I think, oh, which one am I going to go for? Which one looks the most like George? That's honestly, that is not normal, is it?
How
I think
funny.
He probably looks the most like George.
I'll go for him.
Oh my God.
How
that
funny.
That is sad, isn't it? How pathetic. Okay, and last and final question. This is a good one, I think. And you're quite a planner as well. What is your 5-year plan? Where would you like to be in 5 years?
I don't think we'll be living in this country, if I'm honest. Obviously, Dan's developing a business that's going to be abroad, so we are looking to move abroad. We don't know when. We've not put a time on it. It was meant to be years ago, but obviously COVID happened.
As long as you have a spare bedroom and we can come
and
stay.
Yes, I said you need to make sure you have at least three, four bedrooms.
Yeah. Do you know how much clothes I've got? I said we need at least a 3-bedroom, but then we might need 2 spares. I was like, we just need to get like a lot of space. But yeah, doing that, living abroad. How old am I now? Bloody hell.
Are you 28?
I'm 28 now, but I'm 29 in July.
Year,
In 5 years, I'd like to think I'm married and at least pregnant.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, it's hard for me to sort of think, like, I don't know, maybe I won't be, but I know that me and Dan are being quite smart with it. Like, I wouldn't love to have a baby right now, but what I've realised is I am still young and me and Dan have got so much that we want to accomplish in our life before we have kids. And I always think like you're younger for less than you are older. So it's like there's no point rushing having kids because when you're like over 30, you can still get pregnant. It's not like
I think times are changing as well. Yeah. Like, it's not like when our parents and our grandparents were younger and you had babies like straight away, you got married and had babies straight away. Like the women especially, like we can have careers, we can we can do a lot of things and we don't have to have babies straight away.
To be fair, so I think this was a big thing for me. Like I always said I want to be a young mum, I want to have kids young, but like the older I get, the more I want kids later on in life.
Because we're still young.
I want to be an older mum. I want kids in my 30s because I want to go away, I want to go out with my friends, I want to go on girls' holidays. And when you have a child, you can't really do all that. You can't.
It's like both of our best friends have had a baby, like Chloe, Maddie, and it's like they're now mums. That's just their job, their life. So
and they can't. And we talk about doing things like, you know, going to Vegas and stuff.
They've got planning, but they won't want to leave their kids for more than like 2 days.
And also, I think it's, you know, I'm not a mum, and you know, shoot me if I'm wrong, but I think even when you do have a child and you're like, oh, okay, a night out or a girl's holiday, it's never the same because you're thinking about that child.
And
you're thinking about the baby.
And you have to get up and look after the baby.
Yeah, on a hangover. It's never the same. It never is the same. So I think why not?
I'm not in a rush. And I don't really want to. We're in different jobs now, if you know what I mean. But like back in the day, I would always think like, I wouldn't want to have a baby and then sort of feel like the stress and the panic to have to go back to work. Like, not, and obviously everyone's situation is different, and I'm not taken away from that. But like, you sort of want to feel like as financially stable as you can, yeah, before 100%. Going into that. Like, that's just my own opinion.
Because babies are expensive as well.
Do you know what they're, I mean? So expensive. They're expensive, and it's like everyone's got different life goals. But I just think I want to be as prepared and as sensible as I can, and not rush into having kids until Dan's business is going. Like, he's focused on that, and it's earning us money, and. Yeah.
And it will, touch wood.
Oh,
touch
wood.
And okay, but career wise for you, that's the relationship baby side. But
there's a few things that I've been working on, but like, I don't really want to say it yet, but it's like something I want to launch this year. So it's just going to be expanding that. Obviously, I do my fitness active with Amber. Obviously, where I've moved management, that's all going to be relaunched, but I'm going to relaunch it under like a different name, and just like fitness and fashion, really.
Yeah,
not necessarily like glam stuff, more like chilled stuff.
Ultimately, I think that you'll be like a really good mummy blogger as well. You're very on the on the Instagram posts.
Yeah, I feel like I follow this girl on Instagram, and it's like, I mean, you know, I'm not going to be living the life she lives because her boyfriend's like an American footballer and they've obviously got loads of money, but she's like, She matches with her husband and her two kids and her, and they're all wearing the same.
Oh, that is going to be Amber. Yeah. That is going to be Amber.
Maybe it will be, but I just think they look It'll so be cute.
Amber and Dan in this Alexandra Wang outfit, yeah, co-ord,
Dan
and the kids.
Dan would not be seen dead in this outfit,
can I just add?
See, the most me and Callum do is wear matching trainers.
Yeah.
I actually do have a few matching pairs of trainers with Dan, Jordans.
Although,
and we've got Yeezys that
match. It's really funny. So Callum wears baggy jeans. I used to be like, boys in baggy jeans, how cringe. Anyway, I started wearing baggy jeans. He's like, you copy everything I wear. You take the piss out of me, then you wear it. Like, I took the piss out when he started wearing New Balances. I was like, ugh, New Balance, they look like tennis shoes. And then I started wearing New Balances.
Yeah, Dan wears New Balances. They're like new trend, aren't they?
They're very comfortable as well. Also, I think that you with your tight jeans, I really, sorry if I offend anyone saying this, but boys wearing like super tight jeans, like one of your ex-boyfriends in particular used to wear like sprayed on like jeggings. You know, when you're a girl and you're younger and you wear jeggings.
Dan might even wear skinny jeans like that.
No, he does not. I would notice.
I don't think I even pay attention.
You know,
to
like
jeans
sprayed, they're literally like tights. Yeah. Like they would wear.
I don't like men with rips in their jeans.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Like ripped knees, like loads of rips, like down to the ankle.
Jeans
are
a really funny thing, aren't they? I prefer Georgian chinos to jeans anyway.
Yeah,
I'm not
Callum,
jeans.
Callum wears combats a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was lovely.
Finishing off with a jean combo.
Just in case anyone wanted to know our preference on jeans.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yay. Yes, that was really good.
It was fun. Thanks for having me.